Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you.
Hello.
Hi, good evening, or good morning, right?
Yeah.
I know it's morning your time, so it's good to have you here. It's evening here.
Well, good evening to you.
It's evening in Nigeria. It's cold where I am. I'm in southwest Nigeria, Abeokuta, to be precise. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you say it was cold?
Yeah, it's kind of cold here. It's cold. And yeah, the weather is usually hot, but this evening it's quite cold. So.
Okay.
So how is the weather over there? And how is the lockdown as well?
It's actually pretty cold. I am not minding the lockdown. I'm a homebody anyway. So to be able to do things from home is amazing. And, you know, it gives you a chance to look into other areas of your life that you normally wouldn't pay attention to. So I'm just looking at it
positive.
The bright side.
Yeah. In fact, you know, mental health specialists and doctors have advised people that the best thing to do at this point in time is just to ensure that you do things that will keep your mind, you know, active, you know, exercising, reading books, you know, virtual calls with friends and family, and
exactly. All
the stuff that we just,
yes.
You know, we're not used to this kind of life that we're just always indoors and we're not doing nothing. So, you know, I guess it's a very good thing.
Looking from the
bright side. So, our government here extended the lockdown for another 14 days in Nigeria. So everywhere is on a lockdown. Although the cases are actually mild here.
For
another 2 weeks, yeah.
For additional 10 days from today.
No, really?
Okay.
Wow, amazing. So let's get talking. First of all, I want to thank you for agreeing to do this with me this evening. And I think it's important to let you know that I've been inspired by your work, and you know, I've listened to your podcast time and again, and you deliver great content, and there is a way you connect with people. And I believe that for the purpose of what we're going to be discussing today, it will actually benefit quite a number of, you know, young guys and young ladies who I feel that, you know, they need direction at this point in their life. All right, so Walton, thanks for agreeing to do this with me.
You are more than welcome. I really appreciate the invite, and I am very thankful to be here with you today.
Okay, so let's get into the business, all right? I read your profile,
okay. And
I discovered that you're a single mother, all right?
Yes.
And I'd like us to start from there. What's your, I'm not trying to pry now, but what's your perspective about you know, I'm just saying, I'd like us to be very practical, because I believe quite a number of people, I want to hear your story and your experience, and you know, like if you're gonna give your daughter's advice or your son's advice, what advice will you give them when it comes to relationships?
The most important advice that I do give, and that I would give anyone, is the relationship with yourself is going to determine who you attract into your life. So I feel, and I believe, and most people who are, you know, who talk about relationships will always say that when you are engaging with another person, or when you are choosing to be in a relationship with another person, that person is going to reflect to you things you like, things you don't like about yourself. And either that person is going to bring out the best of you or bring out the worst of you. So the best advice is to start with yourself. That way it'll help you navigate relationships a little better. It helps you create boundaries. It helps you have a better understanding about what it is that you want in your life. So that's where I would start.
Okay, so it all begins from you as an individual.
Right.
Okay, now moving on. We've had a lot of, let me tell you now, the reason why I started a podcast based on, you know, having conversations and sharing my thoughts on single men is because, you know, I live in a third world country. I live in Africa, where quite a number of, you know, we live in a patriarchal society where, you know, men are known as the leaders, the burden bearers, the providers. You know, a man can wake up one morning and decide to send his wife packing out of his house for no reason. You get so we live in that kind of society, that kind of community here in Africa, and the trend is beginning to change as a result of influence of the Western world and all of that. But one thing that I'm particular about is that the current crop of young men, you know, young boys from their teenagers, you know, 20s, early 30s, and all of that. Many of these men have been involved in, quite a number of them don't know how to hold it together when it comes to, you know, relationships, and especially relationships and all of that. And then I thought about it. What would be the fate of fatherhood if young men now are behaving like this? Quite a number of young men are so irresponsible. Well, I do not want to blame these young men, because, you know, the kind of father figures that we have, you know, these fathers do not know how to connect well with their young sons. And in turn, this affects what these sons eventually turn out to become. Do you get what I'm trying to paint to you?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. Now, I would like to hear your thoughts on this. I just wanted you to know why I'm so passionate about young guys, you know, becoming better, because I believe that the foundation of our society has a lot more to do with how men are well-behaved and composed and responsible. You'll agree with me on that, won't you?
Yeah, it actually does. And I think what's happening here, what's happening all over the world, is that traditional patriarchal system is breaking down. And in the midst of it breaking down, there are going to be men and women who are lost in that transition of, are we going to do what our parents did, or are we going to create a new way of living and being? And that's what's happening right now. Old systems are being broken down. And in the midst of this, a lot of men are lost because they don't have that foundation or that guidance to create that pathway to be a better man, or to know what it is to even be a man, because that system right now is breaking down and changing, and it's requiring you to be something different. Not saying that your parents' way was wrong,
okay,
but it may not fit into the new society that's being created right now. And what's being created right now is, it's all about the individual and what you believe is to be true for yourself. It's best for you. Not to say that anything has that worked previously, it's not okay, but it's just not going to fit into this new way of being, you know? So maybe that's just my perspective. Just looking at relationships in general and how people are relating to each other. The whole system is changing. Tradition is changing, primarily because these new children, these new young men and women, are being exposed to different things, which is creating a different perspective. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are being weighed in the balance right now, and eventually it's going to, you know, start to streamline and become consistent, and then until another change takes place. But that's just inevitable. That's what's happening right now.
Okay, now you mentioned something that I agree with completely, which is men are actually lost, right? We have men who find passion in, you know, dating other men, and men who, you get what I'm saying? So I feel that this is all you need to find and express themselves, and it's as a result of being lost and trying to find yourself. Now, let's bring it down to you as an individual, all right? You've experienced marriage before, all right?
Experienced
marriage before. Now, what would you say are those things you look for in a man that, you know, qualify him to be a man? What are those things that you look for? What are those qualities? What are those values he must possess? You know?
And I would want a man who is the head of my household, someone who is a provider. You know what I mean? That's my idea. Somebody intelligent, someone who is able to make decisions for himself as well as a family, and someone who's very confident in their beliefs and you know, in what they are bringing into this world. I mean, it could vary. I like to have a conversation with someone. You know, I like to know where their mental space is. That is the most attractive thing to me about a man who can teach me something.
Just to hold on, let's hold on that thought for a second.
You know,
when
in
you
general,
say you like a man who can teach you things, what do you mean by that?
I mean, for instance, if there's something that I don't know, you know, in the midst of our conversation, you know, I mean, it could be something as simple as, you know, knowing something about quantum physics or knowing something about population control. I don't know.
Just a little joke. I'll teach you my
know.
Language. I speak Yoruba,
I mean,
so I'll
vary.
Teach you my language. Don't worry. Carry on. Go ahead.
Okay. That would be lovely. But yes, I mean, things like that, you know, that I'm interested. This is just me personally. I'm attracted to, you know, intelligence above all. You know, it even says it, if you can get into someone's mind, you can control their body. And not that saying that that's the intention to control in the first place, but I think that's where my initial attraction would be. The mind, you know, because I'm constantly thinking and, you know, I'm ambitious. I like doing certain things, but I also like being, you know, I enjoy being a feminine woman. So I would need my man to be the complete opposite and be a man in those aspects. You know? I am a fragile flower.
Okay. Okay. Amazing. One other thing I would like to, I know we can't finish this conversation all at once. I'm just trying to touch different points so that we could, you know, try to maximize the time that we have. Are you with me? Now, one other thing I've discovered is this. We are still talking about your own personal story, right? The rate of divorce is on a high that quite a number of young folks are not really encouraged to take relationship very seriously. That's one thing I've actually observe that the rate of divorce keeps going high. Men keep walking out of their marriages, out of their families, and quite a number of young guys who are coming from behind are like, well, if this is what relationship is all about, man, let me just be the playboy, let me just play these babes, and you know, they become playboys and all of that. You know, what can what would you say has to change in this situation with this kind of scenario? What do you think has to change? What is the problem here that you have observed from your own experience? I'd like to share with us.
I mean, I believe that men usually take a little longer to mature, and I think that's an aspect of it. But also what's happening is I think that like to just seriousness and the dedication it takes to be married. You know what I mean? Then we're just going to move on to the next. We don't need to put our heart and desire into someone that we're saying we love because, okay, it's not working. We don't want to fight for it. So let's leave that there and move on to the next pretty thing or the next, you know, more money or whatever it is. There's no real dedication to anything. We want everything fast. We wanted to, you know, without really putting in any real effort. Relationships take effort. They take a lot of time. And if you're going into a relationship or a marriage without that sincere dedication, of course you're going to get bored or you're going to want to move on to something else. There's no real solid aspect of relationships right now, and it's teetering off. Even the idea of marriage is changing, and that's another system that's been put in place for whatever reason. You know, people get married for religious reasons or to seal their relationship, or they consider it as the ultimate, you know, relationship to be married. But even that institution of marriage, it's changing. Of course, all these systems are changing, and it's going to be up to individuals to decide what is marriage to them. This is all it's doing, is to push us to be thinking as opposed to just receiving information and accepting it as it is. What is marriage to you? You know, what would that be?
So an individual should determine and define what marriage is to him. What you're saying is that an individual should determine and define what marriage is to him.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And make sure that the person that you're marrying is on the same page as you. You guys have the same intention, you know, and I think that's getting lost. You know, some people just want to say they have a husband. Some people just want to say they have a wife. Some people just want to have a wedding, you know? So you have to really be clear about what your intention is when it comes to love and relationships. Because like you said, the divorce rate is rising and people are just throwing marriage to the side. Like it's just, you know,
okay,
a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Moving on.
So,
yeah. All right. I just want to confirm. Is it recording where you are? It is, right? Okay. Because I don't know if it's recording here. That's what I asked.
Yes. Well, it says we've been recording for 15 minutes and 40 seconds.
So now, I'm very big on fatherhood and the quality of men that we have. And whenever I have the opportunity to talk to young guys, this is really the basis of my discussion. I host a radio program and I do, once in a while, we some of our topics are in line with, you know, fatherhood, family dynamics and all of that. And I've discovered that, you know, I mentioned it before, that one of the reasons why quite a number of young guys are slacking behind and not living up to, you know, responsibility because of the quality of fathers that we have. Now, my own story, Walton, you're a single mother. You know, don't you think there is something missing, you know, when your beautiful children do not have their father, their dad, you know?
Well, in my situation, my relationship, he passed away. So that made me become single. But for my youngest daughter, her father is very active in her life. We're just not in a relationship. So that's just, you know, we're both raising our daughter. You know, we do things that are in her best interest. But in regards to it, I mean, when you are a single mom, you have to be careful about the type of men that you invite into your home, because I have daughters. So, you know, and I take my time with relationships. So I move very slowly. And sometimes a man is not interested in moving slowly. You know, they want to get to it and, you know, make this commitment and, you know, and that's just how I am. You know, I'm looking forward to being in a relationship and being with somebody who I can live the rest of my life with. You know, I'm looking forward to that. But at the same time, I am taking my time in order to, have it in my life, because it's a long-term commitment for me. You know, it's not anything I'm going to be frivolous with. So, but now that I am single and it's okay, you know, I've learned.
I'm actually able to invite
the best man into my life, you know, and those things should.
I said, it does allow you to learn more about yourself and, you know, relationships.
I couldn't hear you. Absolutely. Yes. And you should always spend that time to yourself. You know, sometimes people lose the idea that when relationships don't work out, that they forget their part in the relationship not working out. It takes two people to come together and it, you know, it takes one person to mess it up, but then you have to understand your responsibility in your relationship and to be held accountable for it. So, you know, people don't always keep it real with themselves. They want to blame someone else. And, you know,
taking responsibility is key to sustaining any form of relationship. But now, let's talk about guys. Let's talk about men now. Now,
absolutely.
Men, right? As a young man, I'm in my 20s, all right? Okay. I'm in my mid-20s, right? And one thing I've discovered is there are a lot of pressure on a lot of young guys, pressure to blow. We use this word in our own in this part of the world. Blow means to be successful. Like when they say person blow, it means say person don't success, person don't make up, person don't hit up. You get what I mean by that is look. What I mean by that is that person is now a big man, is now successful.
Yeah.
So there's really a lot of pressure on young guys in this age category to amount to something. And quite a number of ladies do not really understand, young ladies, that the pressure is too much. Where I was once in a relationship, and then these ladies couldn't continue with the relationship because at that time I didn't have, you know, some, I was, I didn't have enough money, right? It's not as if I have enough money now, right? I was low on finances. I was still being sent to school and all of that. And, you know, the relationship couldn't work out. Why? Because, you know, she was looking for guys that could readily take care of her. I desired to take care of the lady, but the pressure for me was too much and I had to call it off. That, man, I can't live my life like this. If all the time, all you want is give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I want this, I want that. And this is, there are thousands, millions of young guys like me all around the world who are going through the same thing. Do you get the picture I'm trying to paint here? Guys are under pressure. We are stressed because of these demands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really, and most guys wouldn't like to always talk about this stuff, especially when it comes to when they have problems with finances and what have you. We don't really like to talk. So, you know, in this regard, what would you say is causing this? You know, this pressure to deliver, to blow, to be successful and all of that, you know?
Well, right. I mean, you have to look at it this way. Like, who is putting this pressure on you? Who are you living for? Why are you experiencing this pressure? You know, because a lot of pressure, it comes from other people and what we want to present ourselves to other people. Now, in other terms, she did you a favor because now you know that it's not just about providing financially for someone. That's really not love. That's not deep. That's all surface. That means that if you're not meeting a woman's level of accommodation financially, then she's going to move on to someone else. And you have to ask yourself, do you want that kind of woman? I mean, do you want someone where you'll have to... Now, there's nothing wrong with providing for a woman, but there's a difference between providing for a woman and then being a sponsor or a sugar daddy or... You know what I'm saying? It's just not... The correlation is totally different. Now, this does not go to say there are some men who will readily finance a woman, but that's not love. You know what I'm saying? You're working to finance a woman who will dump you in a second on the next big spender. So you have to be, you know, really clear about what it is that you want in a woman. It's good that you decided to leave a relationship that, you know, wasn't on the same thing. Don't feel bad for not being able to provide for somebody who probably wasn't worth your time in the first place, you know? Only put the level of expectation on yourself because you're not here to please the masses. You're here to be with a woman who is into you for whoever you are, whether you have fat pockets or small pockets, you know. And I think what's being lost is substance. A lot of people are all about what things appear to be, you know, how much bling you got, what can you buy for me? You know, the world is changing to something that's less substance. There's nothing into money. Who are you with nothing? You know, but it takes a while. It takes a while to get to that point. You know, you have levels, you have chapters, and you grow and you make mistakes and then you learn. That's how you grow. So these women, these relationships, these men and all of that, they're going to come and go until you actually get with somebody who you are equally matched with. And in order to find that person, you just have to be comfortable with your own success, whatever level you are, what you know, with your own level of blow. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about you. You have to be confident enough to know that you're worthy enough to attract a woman who will love you just for you, no matter what you got. You know, but I know that men feel more comfortable when they are financially stable when it comes to relationships. I know that because they are providers and they want to be able to fill that position, but you can only do it at your level. Maybe now you can't afford this, but maybe you, when you're working toward things, you'll be able to afford something else, you know, but you don't want that to be the reason why someone is with you.
I wish that quite a number of ladies have this mindset, this mentality that you have, but it takes time to get to this, to attain this level of knowledge, understanding some of the things that you have highlighted, and I must tell you, your daughters are gonna be lucky. They are lucky, right? Because trust me, all of these things that you've shared, I'm sure by the time they come of age, of course they are going to, they won't have issues of their own. They will have a path that they'll be guided with. So I think it's amazing.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you for that. I mean, I haven't always known what I know. It's been through trial and error and through experience and really grounding myself and get to know who I am and what I want in my life. And of course, whatever I learn, I share it with my daughters. And of course, they'll have their own experiences. But for the most part, as a mom, I'm just setting the foundation.
Very, very important.
And whatever they do with it is completely up to them.
Okay, I read the statistics. We're still talking about men. I read the statistics recently that the number of suicide rates in men is higher than women. And this is because men do not talk about their problems. Men do not communicate with themselves. Men do not engage. Now, what do you think? I'm sure you must have seen a lot of guys around. You know, it happens over there. It happens over here as well. Like many guys, instead of talking and sharing their problems with fellow guys, they do it by taking drinks and indulging in stuff that, you know, will harm them. You know, just something like, just to get the problem off their neck for a while. This is how men come.
Right.
Now, I feel that we need to encourage men to begin to talk about their problems, about how they feel and what they are going through. How can we achieve that? And how can ladies help men to achieve that? You know, being comfortable with talking about how they feel.
Right. You're asking an emotional creature to tell a creature that's not emotional to be emotional. That's just the difference between men and women. You know, women, we thrive on our emotions. We're in tune. We cry. We let it out. We have our girlfriend sessions because we are emotional creatures and we have to let it out. Men, on the other hand, are not taught to be emotional. They hear things like, don't cry.
Sometimes you want to cry. A few days ago, I got out of my room, went into my neighborhood, and I started screaming. I was going through, you know, I was a lot on my plate, and I was like, man, I'm tired. I just started screaming. I needed to get. So, man.
Exactly. And you have to. You have to let those things out. And because men are often taught not to, they withhold it. It takes a lot for them to get past that emotional barrier because they've been taught for so long to not be emotional. So in order for us to reverse that, talk, you know, be open and non-judgmental to whatever it is that they're explaining to you or sharing with you. And let it be okay to cry. Come in my arms and lay on my chest, you know, let it all go and just be yourself in that moment. And, you know, be a woman, I'm telling you, a strong woman, a woman who is in tune with herself can bring out a lot in a man who is on his way to whatever. You know, love and understanding can catapult you off into the atmosphere of whatever it is that you want to do. And a lot of people just don't have it. But in regards to having women helping men open up, a man is going to do what a man is going to do in his own time. But he has to feel comfortable enough to do it when it is time. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel that women need to just be supportive and open and just be there when that time comes. Because pressuring a man to open up is just like knocking on a wood door. It might not ever open. But giving him the opportunity to open up whenever he's ready can make it a little bit more easier for the relationship. And, you know, no matter what, when you have friendships or you're just hanging with your homies or your homegirls or whatever the situation is.
Well,
As long as the opportunity is there for them to open up, it will eventually come around.
Yeah, I'm taking down some jokes because I don't want to lose some of the things you said. That's just the best way to learn, by writing things down. I'm old school. I love to write than
oh, no, it's fine. So.
On a final note, right?
I love to. This lockdown period has
exposed us to a lot of things. We are now adjusting to quite a number of things that we are not used to before. And now, let's narrow it down to, you know, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are having issues in their marriages, now you are stuck at home with that wife or with that husband that, you know, work was always an excuse not to go home to your wife or not to go home to your husband and all of that. Now, what do you think will change as a result of the mm-hmm. lockdown and the influence it will have on relationship and human relations?
I think that since people are spending a lot more time with each other, a lot of relationships are getting a reality check. They are really finding out if this is the person that I want to be with.
Mm.
I think after this is all done, lawyers are going to be very busy, either for people getting married or people getting a divorce. This is what is going to bring it. This is a time also where you are going to connect with your divine partner. You're not going to have a lot of frivolous relationships because being under quarantine is really asking you to go inside and find out who you really are. And a lot of people are not going to be going through the motions. They're not going to be settling for whatever someone else is doing. You know, it's going to be all about the life you create for yourself. And then sometimes these relationships are going to disperse because now you're faced with who you're really married to or who you're really living with, or, you know, you're asking yourself questions. You know, normally you're only spending like 4 or 5 hours with somebody a day, considering you guys both work and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And now you're spending 24/7 with somebody. Yeah. It's a big difference. And it's a reality check. Yeah.
Now,
you're either going to find out, you're going to tough it out, or you're going to go your separate ways.
It has been amazing, you know, talking to you and sharing your experience with me, and of course your own thoughts on some of these stuff that I've raised. Now, I promise you that I'll tell you something. Did I tell you that? I said I promised I was going to teach you something about my language, right?
You said what now? I didn't hear you.
How many languages do you speak apart from English?
Okay, yes.
Right. I want
A little French and I'm not sure of the language, but like I know it means I love you. But I'm not too sure what language that is. It's just something I learned along the way.
I say speak Chinese too. I'm just joking, don't mind me.
It's what?
No, I'm joking. Oh, I said you speak Chinese too. No, I do not.
That's all you know. Konnichiwa.
I do not know
Japanese.
We joke with that Chinese language a lot in Nigeria here, man. We joke a lot. But let me save that. So I speak Yoruba. That's my local dialect. Okay. Have you heard of that language for Yoruba? Say it, let me hear you. Just say Yoruba.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, you did good. So when I want to say how are you? How are you in Yoruba means bawoni. So when I say bawoni, it means how are you?
Bawoni.
Yeah, so and now here's how you reply me. When I say how are you and you say bawoni, I tell you I'm fine. Muwakpa. Muwakpa.
Muwakpa.
Okay, so let's start. Okay, can you do it now?
Muwakpa.
So, ask me how am I doing?
Okay.
ask me how am I doing, it means
oh, wait, say it again.
Bowen.
Wait, you're going in
how
and out.
Are
That's
you?
Why I can't hear. Bowen. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bowen. Yeah.
Okay, say how are you?
I'm fine.
Bowen. And okay.
Muwakpa.
Say it again.
Muwakpa. No muwakpa.
Muwakpa.
Muwakpa. Yeah, you did good. You did good. You did good.
Muwakpa.
You did good. So should we go by it again?
Okay.
Muwakpa.
Okay,
good.
So
fine. Fine. So let's do this one. Like have you had lunch today? Yeah, so it means shield to gel.
Okay.
Shield to gel. Yeah, shield to gel. Yeah,
shield
that means
gym.
Have you had food? Yeah, have you had food? And
shield to
gel. I respond by saying moti gel. Or moti. Moti gel means I have eaten.
Moti gel.
Moti gel.
Moti gel.
Yeah.
Moti gel.
That's that.
Okay.
Shield to gel.
Shield to gel.
Okay. Moti gel. Shield to gel. Yeah, that's good. So one more, one last one. And this one is like a form of prayer. You know, Africans, we pray a lot. We pray a lot in Africa. We pray a lot. You need to visit our churches and religious places and see how Africans pray. Man, we pray a lot.
So when
definitely,
I come,
I would love to
be
host
my host.
You, no doubt.
I did, you know what, it's interesting. I did plan a trip this year, but of course it's being postponed.
Just
so
beep whenever
hopefully
you're
next
around.
Year
I'll
be
glad
to
host you. Trust me. So one last one. This is
awesome.
A prayer. Like God bless you. God bless you means Oluwa Abukunle. Oluwa Abukunle means
Oluwa
God bless
Abukunle.
You. So when I say God bless you, you say amen. So amen means ami or ashe.
Okay, ami.
So God bless you.
Oluwa
Abukunle. Good. I like that. I like that.
Ashe.
So I'm sure you learned something about my language today, right?
Absolutely. So are you going to teach me
a
weekly lesson?
Anytime you're ready, I'm going to teach you. I will teach you anytime. It's a very sweet language.
We can call each other. So here I go. Buwane.
Muwakpa. Yeah, good. Bawane. Good. Muwakpa. Yeah? Okay, try. Which other one can you remember? Yes, I've eaten. Moti gel. Yes, I have eaten. Moti gel. Moti gel. Yeah, you did good. I don't expect to get it perfectly, but you did good. You did good. You did good.
Okay.
Practice. Don't worry. I'll be your teacher, all right? So good.
All right. I'm working on it. I'm a practice.
So thank you very much for agreeing to do this with me. It's been a great one. So tell me, did you enjoy this? Yeah. So I hope to do some.
I really did.
Right?
It was anytime. Very nice and informative. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, you can do that. Yeah, do that.
Okay. Can I tell people where to follow me and where to listen to my show? Okay. As you know, I am LaShawn or LL Walton. I am the host of the Relationship Talk podcast. You can find this on most podcast streams, Anchor, Radio Public, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. You can follow me on Twitter at LL Writer. That's WRITER. And you can find me on Instagram at LL Walton.
You stopped recording
Arthur,
there, right?
AUTHOR. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so you can please do that now. So I don't know. I don't know why I can't see the recording here. I don't know why.
Yes.
automatically. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be on your
okay,
podcast.
So, just click on finish. All right.
So if I.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Magex on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Magic with Mitayo.